Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. One Palestinian killed in Gaza while Israeli settlers and soldiers invade West Bank areas. These stories and details are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers invaded the village of Khirbet al-Hammam near the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim on Tuesday. Around 50 settlers of different ages marched through the village that is inhabited by around 70 Palestinians around noontime while the children go back to their homes from schools in the nearby villages, witnesses reported. The settlers visited some archaeological sites in the village and positioned themselves at one of the entrances of the village. The villagers complained from these lately frequent visits and said that in previous visits, the settlers assaulted some youth and threw stones at some of the residents' cars and in other cases prevented the farmers from reaching their farmlands. Earlier on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers invaded the village of Belayn near the central West Bank city of Ramallah and broke into the home of 16-year-old Khalil Ibrahim. Ibrahim was not at home during the invasion. Instead, the soldiers presented his family with a military order summoning him to a nearby military facility for interrogation. Ibrahim was released 2 months ago from an Israeli jail after serving 1 month in detention for his involvement in nonviolent protests against the wall and settlements in the village. Staying in the West Bank, where clashes took place between dozens of Palestinian youth and Israeli soldiers and settlers who invaded the city of Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank. Israeli troops opened fire at youth who tried to stop the soldiers and settlers from entering the city by throwing stones at their military vehicles and buses. However, no injuries were reported. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian medical sources reported that one fighter was killed and three were wounded Tuesday morning during clashes that took place when Israeli military forces invaded an area east of Al-Burej refugee camp in central Gaza. The sources added that medics recovered the body of Marwan Al-Jarba, 25, and transferred three other residents to Al-Aqsa Hospital. The wounded suffered moderate to severe wounds, the sources said. Medics are still sweeping the area after receiving information that other residents may have been killed or wounded in the clashes. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Schmauer.